Your need to know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Good evening. How are you? Thanks so much for hanging out with me after this Thanksgiving weekend. Ah, but it's exciting to be back in the studio and a two-hour show tonight. And my in-studio guests include Milwaukee singer-songwriter Joel Kopischke. He has a couple of albums of comedic Christmas music he has created, and he's about to release some new clever tunes. You will hear some of one of them tonight, along with some festive performances in Waukesha to entertain you. Joel joins me in the studio in about 5 minutes, and you're also going to find out about the Flamenco Nutcracker, clapping and stomping on stage Saturday at South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. See the spectacle of the world's largest glass tree right here in Wisconsin. It's even bigger than it was last year, and it's being created right now in Williams Bay. Well, actually, preparations are starting, but it's going to start this weekend. You can find out the details on what it takes to make it and how you can watch the progress and be part of it. And Oshkosh is usually where you go to watch planes in the sky in the summertime. But EAA has a special lights display right now that you will find out about. Trivia time again tonight. Show off your smarts, warm up your synapses to play WTMJ Capco Kids to Kids Trivia Nights this month, including on Wednesday, presented by Quizmaster Trivia. I have some sample questions to test you with for fun. That'll be later in the show. And a Summerfest concert announcement today is the inspiration for the selection of the song you need to hear tonight. Some say he has the voice of an angel, if you get that Modern Family reference. But first, I just want to touch on a treasured tradition here in Wisconsin, one that was new to me when I moved here, St. Nick's Day. And I share this with you now because I was going to talk about it on Thursday, but we're going to have Wisconsin Badgers volleyball. So you'll be hearing volleyball instead of me. So I wanted to get a jump on St. Nick's Day if you don't already know about this, because St. Nick himself may be getting in on some Cyber Monday deals right now, since there are gifts to be given Thursday night for good girls and boys and even adults to wake up to on Friday. Treats in stockings and shoes. Will there be some treats for you? If this is a tradition that you're familiar with and fond of, let me know on the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. I'd like to know if this is a tradition in your household and if you have some fond memories. Because if you've just moved to Milwaukee from other cities, this might be a brand new phenomenon to you. Because I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and the man of the house is a born and bred Milwaukeean. So about 15 years or so, when I woke up and there are some presents in the living room that were, you know, I just left them untouched. I thought, hey, the boyfriend's getting a head steam here. He's got gifts wrapped like 3 weeks in advance. No, I discover it is St. Nick's Day, and that on the night of December 5th, you leave out a shoe or a stocking, and you wake up on the morning of December 6th, and St. Nick may have left you some candy or some oranges or some other little treats. And St. Nicholas, I did a little research. He's the patron saint of a long list of different types of people, including children, bakers, merchants, sailors, newlyweds, and shoe shiners. That is who St. Nick is, and he evolved into the legend of Santa Claus and is known for his secret gift giving. But when you think about all the people who've come from different European parts of the world who settled in Milwaukee, the Netherlands and Germany, I guess it's not that surprising that we would have this kind of a tradition. And like I said, usually you get candy. Some people consider it kind of an Easter in the winter. Some people are getting a whole lot of candy, but when kids were getting it, you would maybe get a baseball card or a doll or, you know, some peppermint-flavored lip gloss or something. Now I think you get, like, coffee gift cards if you're more of the adult celebrating St. Nick's. But and one of my friends, Tony, from Shorewood, he remembers a St. Nicholas Day where his parents might have forgotten, because when he woke up in his stocking, he had, like, a highlighter and a glue stick. So somebody rummaged through the office desk at the last minute. But hey, St. Nick did not forget one little good boy in Milwaukee, and it made for a very funny memory. But there are a lot of friends of mine who continue this St. Nick's tradition for nephews and nieces and kids and even some dog owners. Their pets get in on St. Nick. So let me know if you're celebrating the St. Nick's tradition. It's something you remember fondly. 855-616-1620. And you have time to prepare, because St. Nick will be looking for the good boys and girls on Thursday night. And next, you're going to want to watch the WTMJ YouTube live stream, because it kind of looks like St. Nick is visiting me in the studio. You're going to meet talented singer and songwriter Joel Kopischke in the studio next on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Put on my corn cob pipe and a button for my nose. Touchdown on the land of your front yard in the middle of a blinding snow. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on my head, I began to dance around. Now I'm walking in Christmas. I'm walking with my feet. Wait, do I have feet? No, I'm frosted a snowman. I guess I just slide on down the street.
All right, the radio debut of a freshly, like fresh fallen snow, a fresh parody song from Joel Kopischke, my guest in the studio here on What's on Tap, a very talented singer and a very clever songwriter, and you're an actor and a performer. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing well. How are you, Sandy?
I am happy to see you, and I'm happy to see you completely dressed, looking like Santa is visiting.
Yes, I have the full beard, don't I? I look quite like the old man himself.
And you sound like him. Wonderful. And then it's balanced out with, did you say this was a fresh delivery, your t-shirt?
Yeah, my fresh Muppet Christmas Carol t-shirt. I did not have it in time to see the, we saw the movie with the MSO on Saturday.
How wonderful.
It was fantastic, of course. Kermit looks as young as ever. He still nails his performance. So
I love that you're going to see music like with the MSO and the movies, blending pop culture with classical music. And this is something that you do, bringing that pop culture, but all different styles of music, because you have two albums before a fresh album. So first of all, tell me about the song we just heard.
I have this weird kind of track that always is running in my head, and I'll hear a song. I'll say, oh, that's a great song. I wonder how it could ruin it. And with all my holiday shenanigans. So, it's one that just came to me. It's such a great iconic tune. And I know other folks have done parodies of it. I think SNL did a parody of it. And it just came together, and we tried it out, and audiences just loved it. It's one of the weirder little journeys that my lyrics have taken. So hopefully folks will enjoy it.
And the title, instead of Walking in Memphis,
it's Spirits of Christmas. So it starts being about Frosty, and then it adds in the other kind of magical beings all associated with Christmas. And there's a line in there that it's at one point, it's like, there are more ghosts for Christmas than for Halloween, you know? So we just kind of deal with all of that. So have a fun little ride with it.
I love this creative outlet for you. And will there be more new music from Joel Kopischke for the holidays?
There's always more. I wrote one the other day, and we're already have the set lists planned for all our live shows. So it'll be like, okay, that goes in the box for next year. And we'll see. We're dropping this single, and I don't think we'll get another song out this holiday season, but we got plans for next year.
I look forward to playing it in its entirety. I'm working on a Christmas music show, so this will have to be part of it, or the song you need to hear. But you mentioned upcoming performances, so you're performing holiday songs.
Absolutely, yeah. This Friday night we'll be out at the Shower Center in Hartford, and that I think that one's sold out. There might be one or two single seats available. And then next week, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be at Waukesha Civic Theater, downtown Waukesha, the fabulous old Grand Theater down there. And tickets are available for that one. We've got a good ticket sold, but lots still available. And
what does one expect at a Joel Kopischke Christmas show? Are there traditional favorites? Are they all parodies?
It's like a party with music. The band is fantastic. They deserve a better fate than playing on my silly pop songs. But we do a wide range. David Bowie, Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, Sonny and Cher. Our first album was I Got Yule Babe, so we always do that one.
Like the Yule log. It's very punny. I got Yule Babe.
Bob Dylan, all sorts of different styles. We new songs. We do a parody of Shut Up and Dance with Me, so even some newer tunes. So, yeah.
How fun. And I would say, I got Yule Babe, and then I'm going to hold up Ground Control to Santa Claus.
Yes, indeed.
It's incredible. I will say it's Weird Al Ish. And I mean that as a huge compliment, because when you hear a Weird Al parody, he gets clever lyrics in there, sure, but he gets the musical styles down so well. And your Ground Control to Santa Claus, David Bowie song, wow, does it capture the musical essence and your vocalization.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And some of that is, you know, I had a fantastic producer for this album, and he produced the single as well. He's one of my best friends. He's a bass player here in Milwaukee. And his
Give him a shout out.
Is Chris Kringle.
That's right. I walked right into it.
That's his real name. I knew him. We were good friends for about a year. And I said, so what's with the name? And he just said, you'd have to know my dad. So... he did a great job of really kind of putting those sounds together.
Will Chris Kringle be playing with you in Waukesha?
He will indeed be playing in Waukesha, and usually the band dresses up either ugly sweaters or other fun things, and the crowd. It's a big party, and it's a chance to like blow off some steam. You know, folks can get a little stressed around the holidays. If you got a couple hours, come out. We're just going to have a great time. And
what's the date of those shows at the Waukesha?
The 11th and 12th.
Very good. Mark it on your calendar. Joel Kopischke in the studio with me here on What's on Tap. We'll talk more creative Christmas music next.
Let's have some fun. Now we're riding in Christmas. Frosty angels, baby on a snowmobile. Riding in Christmas. But is any part of this really
a twist on Christmas music? You can always rely on that. Local singer and songwriter extraordinaire Joel Kopischke joins me in the studio here on What's on Tap, and that is part of your new song, Spirits of Christmas.
Indeed.
Inspired by Walking in Memphis.
And this is the first time anyone's hearing it. There's, you know, like even members of my family haven't heard it yet, so we're still working out the final mix. And it should be ready to officially drop in the next day or two.
Ooh, how exciting. Thank you for sharing it with me and WTMJ fans.
For inviting me on.
But there is a thrill to hearing your music in a different way, like, you know, not just in the studio, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so great. I mean, so I released the album, I got Yule Babe and Ground Control to Santa Claus, and some of those songs got picked up by XM and Dr. Demento, which is like the gold standard of parody songs. And
oh, so that had to have been high praise when you find out Dr. Demento, when you make the cut for that.
Oh, yeah, that was. That was. Because, you know, Weird Al is clearly the master of the genre, and we all aspire to be like Weird Al when we do this stuff. So,
have you ever connected with Weird Al?
I did meet him a few years ago. He had one of his tours coming through, and I saw the tour. It was fantastic. It was all his original, none of his parodies. It was all his, I mean, even his originals are parodies of a style. Saw him. It was great. And then the next day, one of his band members was doing a show at Shank Hall. And we went to see that. And Al was there. And I talked to him for a minute or so. So I tried not to overstay my welcome, but
how
it was great.
Cool. But just to experience him and be able to connect with another creative mind.
Yeah. And, you know, just told him that what an inspiration he's been, you know, really the way he approaches the music. He's such a fantastic musician. Doing that concert, hearing him do these other songs, it's like he could have been a lead singer of a big band, you know, I mean, a huge like rock band. He's such a fantastic vocalist, and you don't even necessarily notice it when he's doing the parodies as much.
Because he's emulating other people.
He's emulating other people or playing with his own thing there, but doing all these songs back to back, and just, he's astounding. Really fantastic.
I'm so glad you got to experience him up close. And now when you meet him again, you can say, hey, remember I met you at Shank Hall?
Yeah.
Now let's work together, buddy. Yeah. What song was it that Dr. Demento decided was worthy of...
You know,
crazy
there were a couple of them on the first album that that he gave airplay to, and I don't remember even now because the first album was almost 20 years ago.
It's been a minute, yeah. And yeah. I also love that you have created Festivus songs, a holiday that originated right here.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, there's a Festivus song on the first album and one on the second album. And then we, you know, every year I write some new tunes and we perform those live. And there's been, I think, maybe two more Festivus tunes that we've done live. I think I might be the best-selling Festivus-themed artist of all time. It's possible.
I'll take that. I think that's a good honor to have.
Maybe top five. Definitely top five. So.
Well, and just like you were talking about how spectacularly talented Weird Al Yankovic is, and obviously hiring the right musicians and right producers to get the right sound. You mentioned you're working with bass player and producer Chris Kringle,
indeed,
local musician. You can't make that up. But who else have you worked with to really help you come up with these fun inspirations, but really have them come to life the way you hear them in your head?
Well, a lot of it is just, like I said, I've got these, you know, I'll hear a song and sometimes it'll be on this list of, oh, I'd love to do a parody of that because it's such a great song. So you start from that point. And then sometimes people bring me ideas. We're doing one or two Chapel Roan songs this year because my kid's 30 years old and they're like, you got to do Chapel Roan this year. And I'm like, oh,
Chapel,
okay.
Roan owned Lollapalooza this year.
And And I'm like, okay, first I will Google who Chapel Roan is. And then and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I've heard that song. Great. And so it's one of the songs I won't be singing on. But I've got some amazing singers joining the band. And there's nine of us for the show in Waukesha. We've got guitars and keyboard, drum, bass, and singers. And so it's a full production.
Joel Kopischke's annual Christmas party. Is there an official title for your concert?
I Got Yule Babe.
Okay.
It's Joel Kopischke's I Got Yule Babe. So.
And that is the 11th and the 12th?
The 11th and 12th, Waukesha Civic Theater. And it's not that, if you're in Milwaukee or on the east side or something, it's not that far. And we'll be done in less than 2 hours. You can still get home, get to bed at a good time.
And where do people go if they want to freshen up their holiday playlist and they want to find Joel Kopischke music?
Well, I'm pretty much on all those streaming services, you know, raking in the fractions of pennies, you know, Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music, all those places you can.
But it's still good to have your music heard. I mean,
absolutely.
Is it like any filmmaker makes a film so people will see it? A musician, indeed, creates music so it can be shared.
Absolutely. So, and at my shows, I sell my CDs and it's all pay what you can. It's just like, whatever it's worth to you, take it, go, enjoy it. So.
Great stocking stuffer idea, too.
Indeed. Yeah.
Joel Kopischke, spell your name for everyone.
Kopischke.
There we go.
Got it on the first try.
Joel, thank you so very much for stopping by. I wish you a Merry Christmas and have a blast at your I Got Yule parties in Waukesha.
Oh, thank you so much and have a great St. Nick.
Thank you. And now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo. So much sparkle around the city and downtown Milwaukee, but there are twinkling lights displays to enjoy all over Wisconsin. It is oh so bright in Oshkosh. We go to Winnebago County now for a fun conversation with WTMJ's Wisconsin Weekend Morning News host, Libby Collins.
Well, when you think about EAA and some of the aviation events, you think, oh, that only goes on in summer and spring. But no, not so fast. Joining us is Drew Stefani. He is with EAA Aviation Museum. And there is so much going on in Oshkosh. Starting today, that big celebration of lights is going on. Drew, tell us about it.
Yeah, the celebration of lights has been an annual event in Oshkosh for several years. And this will be the second year that we're actually the hosts of it. It used to be at Menominee Park across town, but this year we're hosting it again, and it's a nice little drive through our grounds that people typically see for AirVenture, but this time around you'll be able to drive through and see it all lit up with tons of Christmas lights. We're talking hundreds of thousands, and it's just a beautiful event of all sorts of different Christmas lights displays to light up the sky.
Now, this goes on, what, how many days a week and from what time to what time?
From 5:30 to 9 throughout the day, all 7 days of the week.
And, of course, that starts tonight at 5:30. Any chance Santa might be around?
Yep, Santa will be there every day, and he'll actually be at our Air Academy Lodge. So when you take the normal route, you'll actually get to the end of the trail will be our Air Academy Lodge, where Santa will be, so you can go in and get your pictures and have your kids speak with them, too.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting about the Oshkosh Celebration of Lights, that path is going to be part of the route for your run walk happening on December 7th.
That's correct. Yep. The same day, right before the Celebration of Lights will open for car traffic, we'll have people traffic. People will be able to participate in the 5K run walk. It's presented by and benefiting the Oshkosh United Way. Online registration is required. And with that, you get a T-shirt and a set of jingle bells. So you'll get to run through the whole event and get to see it from a different perspective.
And that same day on December 7th is your traditional Christmas in the Air open house.
That's correct. Yeah, so we open up the museum for free once a year as an open house. A little bit of a thank you to the Fox Cities community and everybody surrounding us for everything that they do to support us during AirVenture. We give back by opening up the museum for free. And we bring in several musical acts and dance groups from around. So it's a full entertainment event. Santa will come in by helicopter at noon, weather permitting. And people will be able to get pictures there as well.
And as if that's not enough, beginning on December 13th, you are honoring the men who all got us started in terms of all of our air adventures.
That's correct. We'll have the Wright Brothers Memorial Banquet on December 13th. And, yeah, it'll be a tribute to the Wright brothers and sort of just founding all of aviation. It's a very nice dinner with a guest speaker.
Well, EAA isn't just for that big adventure that you have in the spring. There's things going on right now and again tonight. The Oshkosh Celebration of Lights is on the EAA grounds. You can drive through it. And if you want more information, Drew, tell us where we can get it.
Yep, information's really simple. Go to EAA.org, take you right to our website. And then at the top page, you'll see the museum tab. Click on that, and I'll see everything that pertains to the museum.
Drew Stefani from EAA, great to have you here, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Libby. You too.
A festive chat with Wisconsin Weekend Morning News host Libby Collins. And I can recommend the Wright Brothers Memorial Banquet that's coming up on December 13th. In my experience, I went in 2018, and that's when Colonel Frank Borman was there to officially open the exhibition portion of the museum called the Borman Collection, an EAA member's space odyssey. If you remember, he commanded the Apollo 8 mission, and it was very cool. He was there. It was a really nice dinner, met other aviation fans and space fans. It's a really informative museum. You get downtime to stroll and socialize while also hearing from keynote speakers. It was a really good time. I can recommend the Wright Brothers Memorial Banquet. Check it out at EAA. And what other events are happening in Wisconsin to put you in the holiday mood in addition to EAA's Celebration of Lights? I'll share some suggestions next on What's on Tap. I'm Sandy Max, getting in the holiday spirit now that I hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving weekend and so many holiday activities kicking in. You can see the Milwaukee County holiday tree. It's lit now in Milwaukee County Courthouse's first floor rotunda, and I definitely recommend stopping by because Arts at Large created many of the decorations that are on the Milwaukee County holiday tree. And then tomorrow night in the Garden District, they're having their 8th annual tree lighting at 6 o'clock. That's going to be at 6th and Norwich, which is a block south of Howard. And it's going to also mark, not just will they light the tree in the Garden District, it's going to also kick off the Winter Wonderland showcase of 140 different lighted displays, 30,000 lights. But these displays include original art pieces from local high school students and other community members. That's in the Garden District tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Also tomorrow, Shop for the World Holidays. It's a cultural holiday market opening at Sherman Phoenix. That's going to be a four-day shopping festival. Wednesday, another tree lighting, this time in Tosa, the village tree lighting. The fun starts at 5. Looks like the tree lighting is going to happen at 5:30. Santa will be there at Root Common Park. And then, how about another? You can just string along a whole bunch of tree lightings, because Thursday is when the city of Milwaukee has the tree lighting ceremony in Deer District. And if you didn't already know this fun fact, be proud, because Milwaukee has the second oldest tree lighting ceremony right behind New York City. And the tree lighting will happen Thursday in Deer District between 5 and 7. On stage Thursday, through Sunday, Black Nativity by Langston Hughes. It's the 9th annual holiday musical production at Wilson Theater at Vogel Hall and Marcus Performing Arts Center. And it's a joyous holiday musical and something to enjoy. It tells the story of the Nativity through a combination of scripture, poetry, dance, and song from the African-American perspective. You've also got on stage A Christmas Carol. Kicked off last week, goes all the way through Christmas Eve at the Pabst Theater. Going back outside for Lights, Friday Night of Lights in Waukesha kicks off their Walk of Lights. Also Friday night is when Oak Creek has their official tree lighting in Light the Square with cookies and cocoa, holiday story time, and Santa Claus is going to stop by Oak Creek. And also the Chris Kindle Market in West Dallas, Friday and Saturday. Going to be fun to go shopping there. It's the 7th annual Chris Kindle Market. Over 50 vendors in that fun European-style Christmas market. You've also got, on Saturday, Tosa Town's 4th annual Christmas market. And also, fun in Waukesha on Saturday. First of all, you got Polar Express is the holiday movie in Waukesha. Then going back to West Dallas, Saturday is Christmas on the Avenue with the tree lighting, and their Christmas parade is at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Sunday, the City of Waukesha's 61st annual Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha comes alive with the enchantment and merriment during its annual Christmas parade. And go and support the fine folks of the Waukesha community. You'll have a chance to see the new memorial at Greeley Park. Santa Claus will be in Waukesha on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And also another great tradition around here. Everybody loves to see the train all lit up. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train is going to be cruising through on Sunday. Now, I see that Lone Bellow and Tierra Kennedy will be performing on the California Pacific Holiday Train. Now, I thought I had the locations, and I could tell you, which I don't want to tell you the wrong location for the holiday train on Sunday. Let me click here. There you go, Sunday. It is in Wauwatosa. Sunday at 4:15 is when the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train stop will happen there in Tosa, right on State Street. And also happening on Sunday, music. The Milwaukee Community Orchestra's inaugural concert, Sunday at 7:30 at Homestead High School Auditorium. MKEORCH.org if you want to get tickets. They're just $10. And the music selection that evening includes holiday tunes, also Tchaikovsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Sibelius, who's a Finnish composer. And if you go to the Milwaukee Community Orchestra's inaugural concert Sunday at Homestead High School, you will see WTMJ's Jessica Gatzo performing. She is an oboist. And I asked her what her favorite part of the musical presentation will be. She said the Sibelius composition, Finnish composer, one of her favorites to perform. So that is Sunday, the Milwaukee Community Orchestra inaugural concert, Homestead High School Auditorium, Sunday at 7:30. No excuse not to get your festive on. And speaking of music, there was a big Summerfest concert announcement today, and that performer has a Christmas song that I think you need to hear. The song you need to hear next on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
Got a Summerfest concert announcement today. Sweet Baby James coming back to Summerfest. James Taylor and his all-star band, June 21st, a Saturday night. He's going to headline American Family Insurance Amphitheater during Summerfest. Special guest Jason Mraz and the band Tiny Habits. Tickets on sale Friday, December 6th at 10 a.m. at summerfest.com. If you want to see James Taylor, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Just an immensely talented man. One of those bucket list kind of concerts and could make a great gift for a music fan in your life. And when I heard about James Taylor coming back to Milwaukee, I thought, you know, it's Christmas time. Maybe we should hear his voice. And he's got a couple of Christmas connections. First of all, turns out in 2011, he played Bob Cratchit in a Massachusetts production of A Christmas Carol. Didn't expect that. That would have been fun to see. But Christmas 1960 is when he got his first guitar as a gift, a life-changing gift. And you will find this Christmas Carol sung by James Taylor on the soundtrack for the 2006 rom-com The Holiday with Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by James Taylor, the song you need to hear on What's on Tap.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that may last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. In a year our troubles will be out of sight. From now on, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. In a year our troubles will be miles away. Precious friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. I know that in a year we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Yeah. Have ourselves a merry little Christmas now. Everybody
knows. Welcome to hour number two of What's on Tap. Thank you for joining me, and thanks to Caroline who texted in and enjoyed hearing James Taylor singing the song You Need to Hear. And if you didn't already hear that news, James Taylor announced today that he will be headlining Summerfest on June 21st, a Saturday night. James Taylor and his all-star band on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage. Special guest Jason Mraz and the band Tiny Habits. Those tickets go on sale on Friday. And I know there's a lot of people shopping on Cyber Monday, so maybe that's a little something you can plan for. You can't buy them yet, but you can plan for that. And so it's official. Past the happy Thanksgiving weekend. Now we are in the holiday season. And in the next 60 minutes, find out where you and your family can see the Flamenco Nutcracker on Saturday and what's truly special about the performance featuring international talent. You'll also find out where in Wisconsin you can see the world's largest glass tree. 36 feet tall, I think. It is Cyber Monday. I have one deal for theater lovers to share with you right now. Looking for a great deal on theater tickets? You can get 20% off tickets to any performance of a very meaningful show. It's called All is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914. Cyber, C-Y-B-E-R, is that simple code to get 20% off. It's become kind of a Christmas tradition for some people. It's a performance at Calvary Presbyterian Church in Milwaukee at 10th and Wisconsin. It opens on Friday, goes through December 22nd. Vanguard Productions is the independent theater company here in Milwaukee that's putting it on. And they did it last year. It's very moving. It's about World War I and a Christmas truce set to choral music. And it's a very timely piece. And it's about a little-known historic event that is told in firsthand accounts. It's a true story. English and German soldiers laid down their arms and met in no man's land and celebrated Christmas together. And it's told through Christmas carols and firsthand accounts of those men who lived it. And boy, 'tis the season for messages of peace and goodwill. And this is a show that embodies that. And it's gotten rave reviews from both theater fans and a theater critic that I know. So it's one day only. Your Cyber Monday code to get 20% off is Cyber, C-Y-B-E-R. VanguardMKE.com is the Vanguard Productions website, and it's like any good Cyber Monday deal that's legit. Instead of extending them and calling them Cyber Week, it's only good today. But as show opens, all is calm. The Christmas Truce of 1914, Friday through December 22nd at Calvary Presbyterian Church in Milwaukee. It's also known as Milwaukee's Big Red Church. It's right there at 10th and Wisconsin, depending on how you get off the expressway. St. Nick may be getting in on Cyber Monday tonight. Lots of presents to get for Thursday night, right? Do you take part in the tradition of St. Nick's? Did you grow up with it? A lot of people in Milwaukee did, and I moved here from Louisville, Kentucky, not ever knowing about the St. Nick's tradition, where if you're good Friday, you may wake up to some treats, either in your shoes or if you put out a stocking, maybe candy. It's a big popular treat. It was a fun discovery for me, and I know adults who still do it, and I know friends who make sure that St. Nick visits them for their nieces and nephews and godchildren and that kind of thing. So talk and text line, 855-616-1620. I'd enjoy knowing your St. Nick's memories. Or if you're just saying, St. Nick's Day, this is the first time I'm ever hearing of it. Just want to get the gauge on St. Nick's Day. And foot stomping instead of point shoes for one internationally flavored nutcracker production that's happening on Saturday. Find out all about the Flamenco Nutcracker next on What's on Tap.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
I'm Sandy Max, and on What's on Tap, you might have heard me recently go through just the wide variety of nutcracker-type performances we have in Wisconsin. And one of the most unique, with lots of flair, is Flamenco Nutcracker. And I am thrilled to welcome to What's on Tap the artistic director of Studio K Flamenco, Carenza DeMars. Carenza, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you're here. First of all, when people hear flamenco, I think it conjures up already. They can hear something, they can see something. What is flamenco?
Flamenco is an art form from southern Spain. It is characterized by flamenco guitar, singing, clapping. The dance has a lot of percussive footwork, castanets, colorful costumes.
What's your flamenco journey been?
Ooh,
how did you get involved in flamenco?
Well, I've been involved in flamenco for about 30 years. I lived in Spain for 10 years, studying and later working. Had a flamenco company in San Francisco, and recently moved back to Wisconsin, where I'm from, about 5 years ago, and started this project, the Flamenco Nutcracker. So this is our fifth anniversary season, actually.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Now, who comes up with the idea to mesh these two very, I would say, traditional art forms into one? Because flamenco, arguably from the Spanish region, we'll just call it. I know it has a kind of a complicated history, but
sure.
You think of Spanish guitar and, like you just described, the wonderful colorful costumes and all the clapping, and there will be castanets in the Nutcracker.
Oh, yes.
The Nut Castanets, I feel like we should say.
Yeah.
But also the Nutcracker is, you know, a very traditional holiday story in traditional ballet. So what was the spark to combine these ideas 5 years ago?
The spark for me was having a little girl who people said, are you taking her to the Nutcracker? And I thought, I wish there was a flamenco Nutcracker I could take her to. So that, you know, my daughter was really the inspiration for this. It's, you know, essentially, for me, it's a way of creating a bridge for people in Wisconsin to experience flamenco. There hasn't been a long tradition of flamenco in our state or in Milwaukee. And so it's a way for to take something that they are familiar with and introduce something that they might not be familiar with. So the story of the Nutcracker and some of the music of the Nutcracker weaves with the flamenco music and dance and creates a different experience. Also, I think it's great for people who want to do something different.
What is the plot of the Flamenco Nutcracker?
Well, there is a girl a little girl, and she does have a dream. She gets a doll from her godfather, but instead of a Nutcracker doll, it's a Matador prince. And he comes to life, and he's phenomenal.
And he must have a fantastic costume.
He does.
Oh, the Matador prince. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Matador prince is actually a guest dancer from Spain, Manuel Gutierrez, and he's phenomenal. And then instead of fighting a Mouse King, he actually has a battle with the Raven Queen. And the battle, it's a footwork battle. So they have a cane that we use in flamenco as a percussive element, and they each have canes, and they do sort of a battle of the footwork.
Oh, that sounds incredible, because when I think of flamenco dancing, I definitely think of emotional and strong and the stamping feet and striking poses. I love that percussive sound, and I love using your body to make that, whether it's stamping your feet or clapping your hands and using the castanets. It's a really, it's a performance that literally creates vibrations.
Oh, absolutely. And unlike other performances, you can give feedback. So you can yell an ole, or you can be enthusiastic anytime during the show, and we welcome that. So flamenco is, it's a community art form, essentially. You know, when you see flamenco performed in Spain, people are participating all the time, and lots of times it's just done in family gatherings and at parties. And so there's really a sense of participation and interacting with the audience, and we love to bring that into our performances.
Who are some of the other characters that we'll meet? We got the Matador Prince, the Raven Queen. Who else?
We have a Sugar Plum Fairy. We wanted to keep that intact because most kids want to see a Sugar Plum Fairy. So our Sugar Plum Fairy is a little different. She plays castanets, and she dances with a long train dress called the bata de cola. But it is purple and white, just like the traditional sugar plum. So you'll see elements that are familiar, but then there'll be little twists on it.
I feel like flamenco dancing is sensual, but you just mentioned kids are going to love it. This is a family-friendly performance.
Absolutely. One thing that's extra family-friendly is they don't have to be quiet the whole time. And it's short. It's about 65 minutes with no intermission. So it's a nice thing to do with families when you might have something else going on that day in the holidays. It's easy to dovetail with other activities.
Here's some of the music of the Flamenco Nutcracker and learn more about the international cast next on What's on Tap. We're talking with Carenza DeMar. She is the artistic director of Studio K Flamenco, the creator of the Flamenco Nutcracker, which will be on stage for two performances on Saturday, December 7th. Where are you performing?
The South Milwaukee PAC, December 7th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Tell us about the music. Because the dance is fantastic, but you can't have this kind of dance without really rich, flavorful music.
So true. You know, this year I am so fortunate. I was able to, for the 5th anniversary, bring in some guest artists, including Andres Vadin, who's actually a Cuban guitarist, and he's a Latin Grammy Award winning guitarist. He's just phenomenal. We also have a percussionist. He's Venezuelan, Diego Alvarez, and just incredible artists. We have a gypsy flamenco singer, Jose Cortez, who I've collaborated with over the years, and I was able to get him for this show too. So I'm really excited to share this with the community.
What an international cast. Thank you for bringing the world to Wisconsin. It's one day only. Describe some of the costumes. We've talked about the Matador and the Sugar Plum Fairy. What are some of the other costumes that we'll see on stage?
There's a lot of really beautiful custom-made colorful costumes. One of the costumes is inspired by the Alhambra, which is in Granada, the Moorish structure, made by a designer in Granada, Spain. And that's used in a piece that explores a little bit of the Middle Eastern heritage in flamenco, some of the Moorish roots. So that's a neat costume, one of my favorites. And you'll also see what's called the mantón de Manila. It's the Spanish shawl. These are heavily embroidered silk shawls with really long fringe, and they just move through space. It's just mesmerizing. So you'll see that as well.
What is one of your favorite moments from the show?
I would say one of my favorite moments from the show is when the whole family, you know, all the characters are on stage together and everybody's singing and the audience is clapping along and the interaction is there. We just feel that we're really one with the audience. That to me is the magic. I get goosebumps just talking about it. Yeah.
It is an art form that came from the community. It kind of had a, ooh, it's only done in the neighborhoods kind of feel when it really first started.
Sure. Essentially, it's a street dance form. Has a lot more in common with something like hip-hop than it does with something like ballet. You know, flamenco is learned organically. There's not a series of steps or patterns in order that you don't learn it in a linear fashion. It's learned by observation. You apprentice with a master and you observe and participate. And it's more learned by imitating. And then also something that has in common with hip-hop, in my opinion, is that you're encouraged to develop your own style. Really, in flamenco, you're trying to find your own voice as an artist.
And that's true expression. Dance is such a physical, emotional expression.
Yes.
Because your daughter inspired you to create the Flamenco Nutcracker, I have to think there are kids who are going to be in the audience on Saturday, December 7th, who see flamenco and hear flamenco for the first time. What if they get all excited and want to learn flamenco?
Well, we do have classes for all ages. Right now, we have people in the same class from age 12 to 75. So it really is something you can do for your whole life, and you can start at any age. Go to classes in Spain and you'll find all ages too. It is a community art form in that way. Obviously, if you're going to be performing on the big stage, there's a different level of technique that you learn over time. But you can really have a great time just without a lot of technique too.
And Carenza, what are some of the future performances with Studio K? I got to think you have plans past Flamenco Nutcracker.
I do. So I have two things happening. One is a flamenco performance series that I'm working with Gibraltar. Evan Christian and I are doing a series of monthly flamenco shows at Gibraltar, which is really fun. Very nice, intimate venue to see flamenco.
Where is Gibraltar?
It is on Jackson in the Third Ward. And the other thing that's coming up is really bringing the world to Milwaukee, the Where in the World Dance Festival, May 31st, June 1st. This is a program that brings together five different traditional dance forms in one show. You'll see Native American hoop dancing alongside flamenco, alongside West African, and the artists actually collaborate across genres for part of the show with live music. So I absolutely can't wait to do that. I'm so excited.
How are the preparations going for that so far? What is involved in coordinating all these international talents?
Well, you know, actually, we have a lot of people right in Wisconsin who are international talents. And so I want to highlight our local community. So many of the artists are coming from within the state. We have some that are coming from other places, but many of them are coming from right within Wisconsin, which is amazing. We're so fortunate.
We really are. We have so many talented people here of all styles of art. So it's invigorating to know that dance is included in that. And preserving culture and sharing culture through dance.
Absolutely. And while it might be difficult for one traditional dance form to find a platform for their work, let's say a show that's entirely Native American dance, it might be difficult to bring together a large audience for that. But each of us individually can bring our own communities and we can put them together and then support each other's work. So it's really nice to bring some of these dance forms to the large stage and to bigger audiences.
Where can we find out more about the dance festival and, of course, the Flamenco Nutcracker?
We have a website. It's studiokflamenco.com. It will have the information about the Flamenco Nutcracker, classes, and the upcoming festival.
Break a leg. I hate to say that to performers, but I know it's the right thing to say. But break a leg with the Flamenco Nutcracker. You must be so, I mean, truly, how do you feel when you see it being performed, knowing that this was your idea, this is your creation?
It's a dream come true. And when you get to share that with your community, there's nothing like it. It's an honor and a pleasure to be able to share what I love and I've dedicated my life to with the community. So I'm grateful to you for helping me spread the word and to all of the community partners who've given us support to bring this to the stage. And it takes a village, so I definitely don't do it alone. And I feel that when we have the warm reaction from the audience, and it's just an amazing thing to be able to do it.
Well, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Carenza DeMars, Artistic Director of Studio K Flamenco, Flamenco Nutcracker, Saturday, December 7th for two performances at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center.
Thank you.
And one of the most fascinating festive decorations in Wisconsin, towering at nearly 40 feet tall. You'll find out what and where that is next on What's on Tap. And going to bend your brain with some trivia to get you warmed up for our Capco Kids to Kids trivia nights. to help raise money so young ones can have a good Christmas all around Wisconsin. But first, we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Here is Jessica Gatzo. You've heard of chestnuts roasting on an open fire. How about hot glass for the holidays? What does it take to make the world's largest glass tree outside in Wisconsin for Christmas in Williams Bay? Well, Libby Collins, host of Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News, she found out.
I don't know if you got there last year, but there was a tall glass tree at Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay. And joining us is Rob Elliott. He is part of the project to make the world's tallest glass tree grow even taller than before. And Rob, tell us all about this. And first of all, I know we talked about it last year and there was a huge turnout, but it's going to be even bigger this year.
Last week, we started by placing collection receptacles throughout Walworth County. We have three different receptacles, basically big dumpsters, with logos and brands on them. And we start collecting glass from the community, all restaurant-grade glass. Any color is fine, clear, green, amber, blue. We crush it up and melt it in Jason Mack's mobile glass furnace. And that cooks the glass at about 2,000 degrees until it's about the consistency of honey. And then during the world's tallest glass tree event, there's a winter market, there's music and food and drink. During that time, Jason is taking the hot glass out of the furnace and actually pouring it onto a 31-foot tall spinning steel structure. And that takes about 6 days to get 3,000 pounds of glass on that tree. And then on the final day, we top it with a 5.5-foot hand-blown glass star. It puts it just over 36 feet. It's pretty spectacular. It's a lot of fun. And actually, community members can actively add hot glass to the tree themselves as well, which is a really fun part of the event.
You said that this is going to begin on Friday, December 6th?
December 6th, 7th, 8th, and then 13th, 14th, 15th at Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay.
And it's an ongoing project. How delicate is that glass as it's being blown?
The process itself, like, it's almost made similarly to fiber optics. So think of it like a big spool of glass. Collectively, it's quite strong. Individually, the strands are fragile, like glass. You know, they're about as thin as a shoelace. And if you pick one up and bend it, it'll crack, it'll break. But collectively, when they all kind of nest together, it almost creates like a bird's nest. It becomes strong and somewhat resilient, and that's how we're able to keep it in the form of the tree on the steel structure.
So we're getting into December. We don't know what the weather's necessarily going to be like. Does that have any impact on what you're doing as you're constructing this tree?
Not really, no. The weather does not affect us other than how many layers we wear. Otherwise, our furnaces run rain, snow, sleet, or shine.
The other tree that's had the title of being the tallest is in Italy.
Yep. I should note, too, that's a different style of construction of a tree. We actually actively build this thing with hot glass on site. So when you show up on the 6th, it'll look like a steel skeleton. And on the 15th, there'll be 3,000 pounds of glass. You won't even see the steel. It'll just all be glass. The way they constructed the one in Italy is by making individual pieces in the studio and then individually placing them and constructing a piece on site, more so by putting pieces together as opposed to putting a bunch of hot glass in one space.
When it's all put together, what color is the tree?
In the past 2 years, it's been green. We do a mixture of green and clear glass. This year, we're planning to make it a bluish green. So we've been collecting lots of blue bottles, which there are fewer of, so it makes it a little bit more of a challenge. But we like a challenge, and I think it's going to be really cool. So we're looking for more of like a cobalt blue color this year with the tree. But that'll be a mixture of green and clear and blue glass all together to create that custom color for this year. But I should note, we accept all colors of glass, all restaurant-grade glass, because whatever we don't use, our partner Strategic Materials Incorporated, they're out of Delavan, they take that glass and they crush it and sort it and then put it back into the glass manufacturing cycle, basically. They send it to Burlington, to Ardall, and Ardall makes it back into glass jars and bottles again. Last year, we collected over 17 tons of glass, but we only used 3,000 pounds for the tree. So all that other tonnage went to SMI and Delavan, where it was made back into bottles again, instead of going to a landfill, which would have been more likely the destination had we not done the collection.
What's the cutoff for collecting glass?
We'll be collecting until pretty much the 16th of December. We'll take the bins away right after the event. We've started working with the Glass Recycling Foundation and the Glass Packaging Institute to start doing year-round collection at bars and restaurants as well with the Don't Trash Glass program. So it'll be like, Don't Trash Glass, help us build the world's tallest glass tree. And we're going to start doing collection and placing those bins within the next couple of weeks, and that'll create annual collection so people can bring their bottles if they wanted to those places and know that it'll get put back into the recycling system.
So again, Rob, the actual construction of the tree begins on Friday, December 6th, and it's going to go until what day?
December 15th. So it's two weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for two weekends.
And what time will you be out there blowing glass?
Yeah, so Fridays it's from 4 to 7 p.m., and then on Saturdays and Sundays, it's from 12 to 7. And you want to park at the Williams Bay School, and then we offer a free trolley ride over to the two Yerkes. It's about a two-minute ride. And that's kind of where the festivities begin, is on the holiday trolley. And you take a ride into the grounds, and you see the tree being constructed. And it's really a lot of fun. It's a very immersive type of event.
How long will the tree stand there after you're completing it?
It'll remain on display until December 28th, at which point we'll take it down and the glass goes back to the studio and Jason will melt it again and make smaller commemorative trees to sell next year.
What's that process like when you break it all down? I mean, are you out there literally breaking glass?
Yeah, it's pretty much big leather gloves and safety glasses and a lot of Rubbermaids and brooms. It's kind of like dealing with hay because it's a bunch of little strands. So you pull it off of the frame and we put it in Rubbermaids and then stack those up in the trailer. And then the frame comes down kind of like an erector set and that gets put back onto the trailer and it all gets tucked away.
Well, you'll want to see the world's tallest glass tree as it grows at Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay. Rob, I got to get out there this year. This sounds amazing.
Check out worldstallestglasstree.com for tickets, for event info, for parking information. You can also sign up for glass experiences where you get to actually add hot glass to the tree, or you can do a bead making or ornament making class on site. All that information's on the website, along with a little mini documentary and little videos and stuff like that to get people's minds around what exactly is this giant tree.
Oh, well, Rob Elliott, you're getting everybody into the holiday spirit in Williams Bay. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you out at the tree.
What an impressive feat that is artistic and just a marvel. World's tallest glasstree.com. And I'll tell you what you can do. You can go back and watch the WTMJ YouTube live stream and you will see pictures of the world's largest glass tree from last year. You can also see Flamenco Nutcracker video and photos. And you can also go all the way back to the beginning of the show and see singer-songwriter Joel Kopischke sharing some of his comedic Christmas music. That's the WTMJ YouTube live stream. You're just a click away when you go to WTMJ.com. And when you go to WTMJ.com, you will also see little notices about our Capco Kids to Kids toy drive. And we're getting closer and closer. And this is kind of the last push this week. So that way we can get enough funds raised to make sure we can shop and wrap toys for children that are going to be part of over 30 different charities here in Wisconsin. And one of the most fun ways we are raising funds is with the Capco's Kids to Kids Trivia Showdown presented by Quizmaster Trivia. We did a few of these last month. Now that we're in December, the next one is coming up on Wednesday. WTMJ's John McCure and Julia Fellow are going to host the competition at Camp Bar in Tosa at 7 o'clock. And if you're thinking, well, that's great, but I don't know that I can make it, don't worry. Go to WTMJ.com or text CAPCO, K-A-P-C-O, to the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. If you text there, we'll get you a link right back and you can donate and help brighten the Christmas of a kid this year. Or grab an unused, unwrapped toy, some of your favorite friends. And Wednesday, go to WTMJ's Trivia Showdown presented by Quizmaster Trivia in support of Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. Wednesday, Camp Bar, Tosa with John and Julia. And if you want to get a little warmed up, come on, let's have some fun. 855-616-1620. Call me now. There are no prizes, just smug satisfaction and a whole lot of fun. Call me now, 855-616-1620. I have Quizmaster trivia questions that were used in October. So these, I'm not, this is not a cheat sheet, but they were used in October. And Show me your smarts. You may surprise me. You may surprise yourself. But let's get your brain warmed up to take part in these fun trivia showdown nights presented by Quizmaster Trivia. 855-616-1620. All the lines are open. We'll just make it really easy. I'll ask you questions till you get one wrong. We'll just blow through it to have some fun. 855-616-1620. Let's get you warmed up for WTMJ's Trivia Showdown presented by Quizmaster Trivia to help Capco's Kids for Kids. There are some chickens out here. Come on now, let's have some fun. Producer Matt Yazel is like, Justin Garcia wants to play trivia with you. You want to test out your brain? I know we have a lot of smart WTMJ fans, and that's what's fun about these trivia nights is you may not know a bunch about sports, you may not know a bunch about music or history, but that's where you work together as a team. So getting you warmed up for Wednesday when we resume our WTMJ Trivia Showdown Nights presented by Quizmaster Trivia. It's all to support Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. We invite you out. You come, you bring a toy, you bring your friends. You have a whole lot of fun. There are prizes at the different nights. For example, Camp Bar and Tosa. There will be prizes on site with John and Julia. But right now, no prizes, just the opportunity to brag. And I have some Quizmaster Trivia questions. So these are the real deal. These are the style questions that you will be asked. So Justin Garcia, my teammate, ready for Bucks Weekly. Justin, do you want to have a sample of questions?
Yeah, I'll go in blind here, not knowing what the topics are. Let's see how I do.
This is, okay, round one is America! Exclamation point.
Oh.
Not America,
okay.
America.
Okay.
All right, Justin, here's the question. The lettering, quote, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants, end quote, was cast on which historical U.S. attraction in 1752? It could be easier to read it. You want me to one more time?
Well, guess one more time. I don't think it's going to help, but we'll try one more time.
Imagine seeing this cast on a historical U.S. attraction in 1752, and the lettering says, proclaim liberty, in all capital letters, throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants.
What was the year?
1752.
Oh, boy. I mean, the only thing I can... I'm terrible at American history.
Don't talk yourself out of it, Justin.
Bell?
Yes! Yes! Oh, ding, ding, ding! See? That's why I didn't want you to talk yourself out of it. That was that's why I say if you see them written and you get the questions handed to you, they are announced. They are announced. So, proclaiming... The lettering proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants was cast on the Liberty Bell, a historical U.S. attraction, 1750. Well done. We want to try one more? I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
I think you'll go 2 for 2. Justin Garcia is answering another Quizmaster trivia question. This is, what is the only U.S. state that is divided into parishes rather than counties?
I will not get this one.
What is the only U.S. state divided into parishes instead of counties?
I'll say Missouri, and I know it's wrong.
It's Louisiana. Because, you think you talk about, like, parishes in New Orleans and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But that's, hey, you batted 50%, and you know what that is.
Yeah.
That's 50% of the free throw line. What player is that better than right now?
Well, quite a few big men, but... It's not free throws is not something I want to hang my hat on, but hey, any other shot from the field, that's great.
Well, hang tight, Justin. Let's see if we can encourage anybody else to see if they can go one out of two. I think they can. WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. What a good teammate you are, Justin. I'm enjoying this. Hang tight, Justin, in case nobody else comes through, or else you can heckle Matt into answering the next America question. It's Quizmaster Trivia. For Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive, warm it up. See if you can answer the next question. 855-616-1620. And this time on Wednesday night at Camp Bar in Tosa, there are going to be a lot of fun people playing WTMJ's Trivia Showdown presented by Quizmaster Trivia, all in support of Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive. That is Wednesday. John Mercura and Julia Fellow are going to host that evening. And I'm here to help. I want to build your confidence, asking some Quizmaster Trivia official questions. I just found out Justin Garcia knows a little bit about America, at least about the Liberty Bell. And now I'm going to ask producer Matt Yazel. Matt, you willing to answer one of the America! Category questions?
Well, yeah, I'm going to stop being a chicken, I guess. So I'll tap in here.
I know. I've invited everybody to call in, and it's awfully quiet. I think everyone's doing their Cyber Monday shopping.
Absolutely.
All right, Matt, this is the next question, the category America! Exclamation point. Celery salt is one of the 7 toppings featured on a Chicago-style hot dog. What are the 6 others?
Wow.
Now, remember, when you're playing, you have friends and you can bounce this off and you don't have, it's not a lightning round.
Because that's a multi-answer question.
But go for it. Let's see what you know.
So pickle, mustard. Oh, is it relish or horseradish? One of those two. I'm going to go with relish. Gosh, what else do they put on it?
Give you 5 seconds so we can stay
no
in time.
No ketchup. I know that part.
That's why I immediately shouted, like, there's no ketchup. Yeah. All right. You got mustard, sweet pickle relish, a dill pickle spear. The 3 other items are onions, tomatoes, and peppers.
Okay. Oh, peppers. Yeah.
That's a Chicago-style hot dog. I would have said, does the poppy seed bun count?
That's important, I believe.
Dust it with that celery salt. So, see, these are the kind of fun questions that are pop culture and lifestyle, but also trivia. They can get into the history. So, well done, Matt. Thank you for trying and being a good sport. And what does our friend Justin Garcia have coming up on Bucks Weekly, since you connected us to play earlier?
The Bucks' recent resurgence, the numbers behind it, all good stuff right now for the Bucks after a rough start.
Well, great. Bucks, listen to me. I'm Sandy Max. Thank you very much. WTMJ News is next, and then stick around for Bucks Weekly with Justin Garcia.